Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it is treating you good for this May 10th, 2023. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Seth, Melissa, and we're joined right now by our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there. Is it Michael we got?
You got Paul this morning.
Paul, yeah. Hey, I saw Minneapolis on the call thing, and I wasn't used to that. Okay, hey, good to have you with us,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, I kind of trip you up by calling.
Well done, sir. Well played. Nicely done.
Nice.
What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Oh, you know, we got a pretty nice sunny day out there, and really looks like a nice one tomorrow, too. And so some chances for showers moving our way by tomorrow night, and then kind of some more shower chances for Friday, Saturday, maybe even a few showers Sunday. So things do turn damp at that point. But yeah, in the meantime, beautiful spring day here with our highs in the upper 70s, sunny to partly cloudy, south winds 10 to 15, clear and quiet tonight, 52, 79 Thursday, mix of clouds and sun, chances for a few showers coming back in Thursday night, 56, some showers, a few storms Friday, mid 70s and cloudy otherwise, mid 50s Friday night, still some showers, around for Saturday, cloudy and 70, and then lingering clouds, maybe a shower into Sunday, otherwise cooler days, some low 60s. But already back up into some mid-70s with a mix of clouds and sun back here by Monday. And next week looking pretty quiet, too, with some those more mild temperatures to continue. So still just enjoying today and tomorrow before we get that rain.
Had summer breeze playing through my head the whole whole forecast, Paul.
Yeah. That's right.
Sounds good. We're looking forward to it. Thank you for the great forecast. Thank you for the time, Paul. We'll talk again tomorrow, okay?
All right. You got it.
Have a good morning. Best in the business right there, good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Not kidding. I actually had summer breeze like as soon as you started with that.
That sounds like the perfect forecast to me.
Yes. Yes. Very nice.
Got a perfect lineup for you in this hour. We're going to get into some fun stuff right now as we talk about the World Video Game Hall of Fame a little bit later. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And after Melissa's news this hour, we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley will join us on the air with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked Awesome. Woo-hoo.
Wicked Awesome. It's a little fitting since Phil is from the Maine area. Not exactly New Hampshire, but it's close. It's close.
There's the New England, the draw thing there. So, wicked little critter. Yeah.
Oh, God, you're good at that accent. You're really good at that. It is time now to talk video games.
Yay,
video games. The World Video Game Hall of Fame just announced their four inductees for 2023. They are the first commercial video game, Computer Space, from 1971.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
That's going back, my friends.
That is going way back.
Very beginning.
The PC game Barbie Fashion Designer from 1996.
Wow.
I never got to play that one, but I saw advertisements for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had real Barbies. I just dressed them up myself.
There you go.
I remember my sister wanted to play that. I don't know if she ever got a chance to or not, but I remember it was a bit of ahead of its time. You could lot of the different things with it that now are kind of common, but back then.
Yeah, and like background stuff probably, settings maybe.
Yeah. And Nintendo's Wii Sports from 2006. Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest, biggest selling games of all time. Yeah, exactly.
There are people like I'm a little surprised. I don't know if they're because I don't think they are anymore. But if I was Nintendo, I would have kept making games for the Wii. Like it certainly dipped in popularity. But I know so many people that still play Wii Sports and games.
Like,
I had a friend that was she's also a teacher. She's brokenhearted this one day. Like, what's going on and everything? She's like, well, I broke my Wii controller. I'm like, okay, get a new one. She's like, I can't find him anywhere. Like, she was so brokenhearted by this. Her and her boyfriend love playing like Wii bowling every night or something.
Yeah.
She was all distraught because she's like, I don't know what we're gonna do. To talk to each other.
The basis
I don't know.
Of our relationship.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is a lot of fun. I think the invention of Wii Sports came from our dads. Most of us that played video games with our parents know what I'm talking about. My dad was really cool about this stuff. He'd get all in, and even though he didn't know what he was doing, he tried, you know? Mm-hmm. He was very willing to. My father was never hesitant to look silly to us while also being our dad and the responsible father and all, all those things. And I always admire that about him. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it as a kid, but it was such a like, oh, my dad's cool. Like, you know, my dad will try things. He's willing to do these things, even if he doesn't look cool doing them, which makes him even cooler.
Right.
To me, at least, as a kid. But he moves with the controller.
Yes. And so did my dad.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, we're playing Mario Kart for the first time, and my dad's, like, bumping into me and stuff. Like, you know that doesn't affect my driver, right? He's like,
it might affect me, being able to drive my driver.
He was mad. He was shameless about this stuff. Elbowing me like we're playing basketball and stuff. I think that all
video games are a contact sport.
Well said. Somebody was playing Nintendo with their dad, like, why don't we just expand this and do Wii Sports? And then you're really moving with the controller and everything. I think that there was something to do with that.
Yeah, but the straps are important. Put those around your wrists and lock them down so you don't send it through the television.
Yeah,
that's right.
The final one entered The Last of Us from 2013, widely considered as one of the greatest video games of all time. Mm-hmm. It is not only the storytelling of it, but obviously the action and the graphics nowadays. Mm-hmm. Video games are so insane now.
They have come so far.
They were pretty cool when we were kids, and we were pretty excited about them. But I'll never forget playing the newest Madden. I don't remember what year it was. And I had to pause the screen. I leave. I come back, and I just happened to look at the screen, and I can see the mesh in their jerseys. Like, I can see the little holes. Like, it just blew me away. Like, man, this is a different day now. That was like 10 years ago. They are now, it's insane how good they are, the graphics and all these things.
Yeah, people's expressions are different across the crowd. Mm-hmm.
To become eligible for the Hall of Fame, a video game has to meet the four criteria. First, it has to have icon status, meaning it's widely recognized and remembered. Second, it has to have longevity, so it has to be more than a fad. And third, it has to have a geographical reach, and around
across
the world.
And
fourth, it has to have influence, whether that's in pop culture or with the development of future games. Hmm. All very good. I think all good criteria.
So Commander Keen didn't make it.
I loved that game when I was a kid. Great reference.
Those DOS games.
Yes. Those DOS games were awesome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can visit the Hall of Fame inside Strong Museum in Rochester, New York.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Is that where that is?
I didn't even know that was a... Wow. I thought Rochester, it was just a... Because I pulled up the website, the Strong Museum of Play, and I just figured, like, the Toy Hall of Fame, I don't believe there's an actual physical Toy Hall of Fame. I think it's just a website you can go to and check everything out. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I thought that's what this was. I like the idea that you could actually go.
Yeah.
Now, can you play these games there?
Oh.
Mm. I would hope so.
I would hope so.
That would be cool.
If that's the thing, I'm heading to Rochester this summer.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the road trip here because Rochester's not that far from Cooperstown.
That's right.
To go to the Baseball Hall of Fame as well.
Knock them both out at once.
Yeah,
oh, you guys would have such a fun trip.
That's a double play, baby, right there. That's a double play. I love the idea. Yeah. I'm really thinking about it. You guys actually maybe get me to do something. Interactive museums and stuff are so cool. It's so fun.
Yes.
And I love the idea if they have not only have a video game, but a Hall of Fame, but one that you can play.
Yes.
Imagine how kids would get into that and all kinds of like. I think that seems like a really cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to check that out now. I'm curious.
I was trying to see like if they had last year's.
Okay.
So they emerged from. Okay. Some of the finalists for this were that did not make it. Age of Empires.
Oh, that's a good
one. That makes sense. Yeah.
Angry Birds. I'm surprised that's not in there.
Yeah.
Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, mostly because of the technological stuff that they advanced in the Call of Duty series.
Right.
I don't play a lot of those first-person shooters, but all my friends do. And they talk about that one being the one that changed a lot of things and stuff.
I try to play those with my brothers, and I am just the worst at walking and turning my head.
Yes.
I can't walk and turn my head at the same time. I don't. Yes. It's just my brain doesn't work that way.
Right.
I was able to play Doom as a kid. I don't know what changed. I had no problem playing Doom.
It's the inverted controls where like, okay, but I'm walking and but my gun is shooting over there. But I'm looking this way.
It's the worst. It's the especially when you're playing with people that know what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And they're remorseless.
No. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No care whatsoever.
Yeah.
FIFA International Soccer. That's a huge one. That's as big as Madden.
Oh, I love playing soccer.
Yeah. That's a fun one.
That's usually on the top of the list every year of best selling game is the FIFA game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quake. Which was kind of an offshoot of Doom. That's weird.
Quake was because it was like a it was like a it was Doom as a medieval weapons, like spears and swords and stuff like that. Yeah.
And I can't believe, well, NBA 2K, that's a good one as well. But GoldenEye 007, how is that not in there? That was a huge change.
It still is.
Gigantic. Yeah, you're right.
People are still making mods for that game. They've been doing it for decades.
There's another first-person
shooter. Well, it'll get there. It'll get there.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Like, that's very surprising to me that that wouldn't be in. That was a big one. That was like, there was a time there where there weren't any like big games, and then that game came out, and like everybody was playing it with their friends and everything.
One of the cool things that I've discovered is if you have a game that you really like and it's a popular game, you can find modding communities on the internet that have made all these different changes to these games that kind of make them more fresh again. If you're, you know, something you've played a few times and you're gotten used to the story and stuff like that, well, hey, guess what? You can add the story to it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot with RPGs and stuff, you know, role-playing games, computer role-playing games, that they have done this. In fact, there's some games that actually come now with modding tools.
Huh.
So people can actually, it's easier now to make these new worlds however you want to do it, because they give you the tools to do it.
Okay, but are mods cheating?
Well, I'm thinking more mods, not as in what you know you're saying is like hacks on games,
right,
where like you get $1 million, or whatever, something like that. No, what I'm talking about,
cheat codes.
Yeah, I'm talking more about stuff that adds like updates a game. Again, one of my favorite all-time games is MVP Baseball 2005.
Right on.
And there's a community that's been making updates every year. With new players, they go historical seasons that you can do, where you just can mod the game so you can play as your favorite player from, you know, like 2015 or whatever instead of 2005. Yeah,
I play Madden, and I play it religiously. Especially around this time of year, at the NFL draft,
no
and all that.
Going on, right, yeah.
If I had a life, I could. I haven't played it in months, but I would normally. One of the things that I look so forward to is nowadays I can go online and there are hundreds of people who will put that rookie class into a draft class, so I can download it and have those players on this team. So they weren't on the roster last year, but I can download them and have those rookies, all the rookie from this rookie class, or next year's rookie class, or the rookie class after that, and put them on my team. So I feel like an actual GM for like 5 seconds.
Now, see, I like the old hacks or cheat codes where you know, like on your Nintendo controller, you had to enter this combination
of
buttons.
Say it with me, everybody. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, A, B, start.
Is it A, B, or B, A? I can't remember.
Was that the raccoon tail
on
Mario?
Oh, no, no, but that was a good one, too. I remember that code. Yeah, oh, that was up, that was similar to it.
That was,
was Contra.
That was the
Contra.
Konami code.
Yeah.
If it was a game made by Konami, that code usually did something on all of their games.
Yeah. Like when Contra, you got like 99 lives or something like that. Yeah.
I know. I only did it on Mario because that was my favorite Nintendo game.
It's a great game. Great game.
Mario 3.
Yeah.
Mario 3.
Yeah.
That was the one. I liked all the Marios. Mario 3 was the best one.
Yeah, Mario 2 wasn't great. It's kind of like the Back to the Future trilogy.
It is a little. It is a little. just real quick, as we're wrapping this up and everything, because I'm sorry, I did not know much about the Strong National Museum of Play. I thought I'd look to see if they do have exhibits or can you play the games and stuff. I'm really glad I looked at this. First, they got a great online exhibit that you can go through. I encourage people to check it out. It's really cool, especially, I don't know how many people know about Jerry Lawson. Jerry Lawson is a African-American engineer and entrepreneur who changed video games forever. Like an incredible, impactful human being when it comes to it. And that's pretty cool that they got a whole article about him here. I didn't expect that.
Awesome. That's nice.
But we have to go there, you guys. Like, this is a team-building exercise. They have exhibits that you can do. Like, they have a section here of exhibits there in the building that you can play. They have a play lab. They have a skyline climb.
Oh.
I want to do this so bad. Look at this skyline climb thing, man.
Like we can be in the video game.
Yes.
Well, that's crazy.
I can be Mario. I'm going to wear a raccoon tail.
Nice. They do have a raceway. They have an old arcade with all the old arcade games and stuff.
I want to play the swamp one.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one where you got to swing on the vines? You know, it's a...
Pitfall.
Pitfall.
Pitfall. Pitfall. Yes.
One of my favorite games of all time. Love Pitfall. Also hated Pitfall.
I wasn't good at it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. Yeah, it would frustrate me.
I played this first level just over and over and over. But.
If you don't know frustration until you've played Pitfall 2.
Yes, yes.
That one's worse.
That was worse.
Yeah,
that was
worse. It's a hard game,
And I'm not good. Yeah. I'm like not good at games. That's why I need the cheats.
Does anybody remember Joust?
Yes.
That was an interesting one, too. That seemed difficult, more difficult than it needed to be.
Yeah, right.
I like games like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one.
Beat 'em ups.
Yeah, then you can play multiplayers, but it's the platform.
Yep. Yes.
I was always Leonardo. We were always Leonardo on those. Man, those are fun games.
My all-time favorite arcade game, the X-Men game with the giant screen.
Yes, yes.
You could be any one of like six different X-Men. Oh, ooh. That was one of my favorites.
When they first started introducing like those games or the Mortal Kombat games or anything like that was pretty cool for a while. That,
yes.
That had its run. Take a break, but if you want to check this out, more of this out, go to museumofplay.org. That's museumofplay.org. We'll meet you there. We're heading there.
We're all heading out there.
We'll take a break and come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And don't forget, we got our word of the day coming up a little bit later from our friends at Quality Post Printing right here at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is do some celebrating where we celebrate all of you out there. We encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And Seth, if somebody's celebrating a birthday today, what can they get over there?
They can go and get themselves a free slice of pie. Brian's pies are delicious. I'm not going to say nutritious because they're probably not. But that's
there's fruit in them.
But there's fruit.
They're good
so,
for
yeah,
you.
Maybe some antioxidants in there. I don't know. But go have it anyway. It's your birthday. Don't care about that stuff.
Yes, celebrate.
Yeah. It's good for your mental health.
Exactly.
We'll say that for sure.
Say that.
I encourage everybody to head on over there. Enjoy yourself. We have three possible qualifiers on our list today. So, Melissa, you're not with us tomorrow, so I'm going to make you do this one. Mel, give me a 1 through 3.
1.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And we want to first off wish a very happy birthday to a gentleman we're going to be talking to in minutes from now, Phil Hartley.
Ooh, happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Phil, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. Phil, very similar to the rest of us, a bit of a transplant.
Came to this area
and everything, and could not have been embraced more or embraced himself with this community more. You know the Hartleys. You know Phil and his wife and the gang because they are constantly involved in things in this community. Have been as long as I've been here and I've known Phil. I've met Phil through WRCT like a lot of people have and such. But I could have just as easily ran into Phil at this or this or this.
Yeah, exactly.
The man constantly puts back into this community. Wishing them well, wishing them a good morning, hoping that things are going well over Quality Plus Printing. You know what? We should talk to Phil. How about we have him join us in a little bit?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Let's do that. Let's do that. We'll talk to him more then and wish him a happy birthday in person. We'll tell him the right to tell him on the air. But have a good day, Phil. Enjoy your day. Also, wishing a very happy 43rd anniversary to Dennis and Heidi Ganch.
Oh, happy anniversary, Dennis and Heidi.
Happy anniversary, wow.
43. That's a great number.
Good number.
Wish you guys a great one. Hope it's a good one. And you're not alone, because also celebrating their 43rd anniversary.
Ooh.
How cool is that? By
anniversary
the
buddies.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. Todd and Karen Benke.
Oh.
How about that?
Todd and Karen are our qualifiers.
All right. Aww.
Happy anniversary, Todd and Karen.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Very cool. I feel silly saying this, but I wonder if they know each other. I wonder if they, there's any connection with any of that.
Maybe this will be what they need to reach out to.
Meet
one
up
another.
At Misty's Menu, have your pie, and
there you go.
Congratulate each other.
There you go. Yeah, nicely done, you guys. Again, happy anniversaries to them. Happy birthday to Phil. We go on to our celebrity list here where, let's see. The great, the wonderful Kenan Thompson is 45. SNL superstar. He is fantastic on that show. I think a lot of people got found out about him through Key and Peele. Maybe the movie Good Burger, where they did those same characters.
Kenan and Kel.
Kenan, one of his earliest impressions was doing Bill Cosby. And he had to kind of nix that out, obviously, for other reasons and stuff.
Right.
But he talks about how it really helped him because it was such a, oh, hey, we need a Bill Cosby guy. You know, or, oh, it's leaning on that kind of thing. And they gave him an opportunity to do more things, which he was able to show the cast, Lauren Michaels, the writers, hey, I'm more flexible than this.
Yeah, exactly.
I can do more than just this bit. And he's very, very talented. I I think he's one of my favorite stories as far as like seeing a child actor and what happened to them and where they went and how what they've done with their career.
Absolutely.
He found a consistent gig at SNL and he's just kept doing it. Like he's been there for a while. And I don't think a lot of us saw that. I do remember my brother and sister loving Key and Peele. Or, I mean, not Key and Peele.
Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel. They loved that show. Yep. And I remember a lot of people saying, well, Kel is going to be something. Like he's going to blow up and all these things and stuff. And it's interesting how it was Keenan that
Keenan was in the end. He's been popping up in some fun ads, too, lately. Yeah. I've noticed. So, yeah.
He is one of those guys who can carry a scene by himself.
Mm-hmm.
what up with that is a sketch that he does where he has these people come on and he's an interviewer and he's going to interview them and stuff. And then he starts singing and dancing, gets distracted, never asks them a single question. they had a bunch of celebrities on there and a running gag going with Lindsey Buckingham, where Bill Hader would dress up as Lindsey Buckingham and, you know, we're going to talk to you this time, Lindsey, and they never talk.
Of course.
I think it was like, if not the final one, one of the final ones they did, the second to last one they did, they had Robin Williams on it. And Robin Williams just sat there and enjoyed it because he just wanted to be a part of the sketch because he loved Kenan Thompson and he loved the sketch. he was not even a host for that weeks of SNL or anything.
Right.
But the one they had Lindsey Buckingham on one. And if you get a chance to see that one, I don't think you get to see Lindsey Buckingham smile or laugh very often or just have fun. It's a great sketch.
Nice.
What up with that? One of his easily, definitely one of his best sketches. So much fun. Helio Castroneves.
Wow.
Okay.
Think?
That's a big name, man.
48, he won the fourth season of Dancing with the Stars and won the Indy 500 three times.
He's a race car driver. Yeah, right. I knew it was familiar. Okay.
I know his name's Helio. I was forgetting to pronounce the last name.
Mm-hmm.
Young MC is 56. Bust a move. Young MC is 56.
Yikes.
Man. If he didn't feel old before this segment.
Boy.
Yeah.
He's no longer Young MC.
But his name is Young.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
The video still holds up. I don't know if the song still does. Bassline does, I'll tell you that, because you got Flea doing the bass line in Bust a Move.
And it's been used since then many times. Mm-hmm.
Let us see. Bono is 62 or 63. Sorry, Bono is 63. Mm. You know, whether you're a fan of U2 or not, you know who U2 is. Like
yes.
That, and I think that speaks volumes to their longevity and their legacy. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, I'm not a gigantic fan of the guy. I'll be completely honest.
Honestly, I only know him because he did a duet with the Coors.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
That's true. With his fellow Irish folk, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I you can't not respect the career that he's had and that band has had.
Mm-hmm.
A good songwriter too, very good songwriter. Paul Hewson is his real name.
That's right.
Pat asked me that this morning. I guessed Ian.
Oh, nice. Let's see here. Chris Berman is 68. Back.
Wow, I actually thought he was older than that.
I did too. I feel really mean right now. I feel really
Chris.
Bad. ESPN isn't where it is without Chris Berman.
He put it on the map. He really did.
Yeah, he really. I mean, and not only that, but he was everywhere on that channel for long. He was doing everything on there.
Yes, he was.
He's showing up at spring training games. He's showing up at, Major League Baseball games. He would do everything for that for them. He was a utility player for ESPN.
Yes, yep.
I wonder how he feels about having the nickname Boomer now.
That's funny. I wonder.
He actually went by that. People would call him that on air and
stuff.
Yeah,
but
so.
Now that's changed a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Or the Swami.
Or whatever it comes up. I'm the original Boomer.
Yeah.
You guys stole it from me.
Yeah, that's right.
I like that. There's a gentleman that I'm not going to mention or ever say his name on the air because he doesn't deserve it. It is the guy who killed John Lennon. That's all I'm saying. Tito Santana is 70. And Fuego, ex-pro wrestler. his finishing move was the flying forearm.
Forearm.
Tito Santana was awesome. Tito was awesome. Great wrestler. The great Dave Mason is 77. Classic rocker. Biggest hit, We Just Disagree. from 1977.
Nice.
Speaking of 77, Donovan is 77. flower type child of the 60s, mellow yellow, sunshine Superman, hurdy-gurdy man. Hurdy-gurdy man, for I never have guessed that was a Donovan song when I first heard it.
Oh, they call me mellow yellow.
Yes. That one? That guy did one of the more like ghostly, creepier songs I think I know.
He did two of them in my Hurdy-Gurdy Man is kind of a creepy song, but so Seasons of the Witch is another one.
Yeah, you're right. Forgot about that.
By the way, in Mellow Yellow, since you know that song, Melissa, the quite rightly part, you heard that? That's Paul McCartney.
Really?
Yeah. And another, and we just to piggyback off of that, Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones met during the recording of Hurdy-Gurdy Man. So without Donovan, there may not be a Led Zeppelin.
Oh my gosh.
Or at least the Led Zeppelin we know
of. No, yeah, exactly.
Which in my household is scary. Like I got goosebumps thinking like, ooh, that's scary.
Have you guys ever met a Hurdy-Gurdy player?
Yes.
I've seen one. I haven't met one, but I've seen a Hurdy-Gurdy player, yes.
Yeah, I got two at Renaissance Festival last year. She was a really nice chick. Really cool.
They're very cool. Yeah. Some people no longer with us, like the great Gary Owens, born in 1934, passed away in 2015, legendary radio and TV announcer and class act, best known for Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, of course.
I'm Gary Owen. Oh, his voice. I love Gary Owens' voice.
My impression like this, it comes from the eagle on the Sesame Street, on the Muppets Show.
Yeah.
I just want to, Sam the Eagle. But that impression comes from Gary Owen,
which is awesome.
So it's really just a Gary Owen impression that I'm doing. Also, Powdered Toast Man on Ren and Stimpy. was Powdered Toast Man on Ren and Stimpy. Come on, it's a great role.
If you don't know who we're talking about, look up Gary. You'll recognize his voice instantly.
The mustache, all that. Yep. Yeah, yeah, you'll recognize.
And he was in TV, anytime he was on screen, he always had his hand on his ear had a thing like he was on radio. He always did this, which was awesome.
I loved it. I loved it. I was a big fan, big influence. Mm-hmm. The great, the wonderful Pat Summerall, born in this day in 1930, passed away in 2013. Former NFL kicker turned broadcasting legend.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Pat Summerall was the only person, like Madden worked with a lot of people and was good with a lot of people. I think that if you couldn't work with John, it was more about you than it was. But Pat Summerall was the perfect partner for John Madden. Mm-hmm. He was the calm voice. He was the yin of yang. He was all of those things. I thought he was so good at what he did. I thought Pat Summerall was just so good at announcing and keeping that, like where John's, over here, doing all this. And Pat's just, it's third and four. There's this much time left on the clock. Like just that needed calm, that needed voice there. He was
hitting
so good
the
at
points.
It.
Yeah. I think you're totally right because they had such different styles. They worked perfectly together.
I don't think on paper you would see that.
No.
I can't remember because I watched the Madden story and everything and I can't remember exactly who it was, but whoever that producer was, it was like, yeah, we should put those two together.
That's smart.
I believe that they were like laughed out of the room at first, and then they finally did it, and it becomes arguably the most legendary. Yeah, I don't know if in football broadcasting, who's bigger than Madden Summerall.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if there's any like tag team or any announcership that's ever been bigger. Yeah. Fred Astaire, born in this day in 1899, passed away in 1987. Mm-hmm. When we talk about like goats or legends at what they do, a lot of it starts with like a Fred Astaire. Like, it's one of those guys. There are kids that I have and that I'm teaching right now that are like 17, 18, that if I make a Fred Astaire reference, they get it.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
That tells you something. Mm-hmm. That tells you a lot right there.
It's still one of the great scouting mistakes in Hollywood history. The guy that went and saw him on stage or something, Fred Astaire, but they were kind of like looking to recruit him for movies and stuff. They were going to check him out, and his report back: can't sing, can't act, dances a little.
Yeah.
And then he's known as the greatest popular music dancer of
exactly.
all time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's hilarious. I think, Funny Face or Top Hat, any movie mm-hmm. where he's dancing, of course, is a great one and everything. I really like The Towering Inferno. I know.
I knew you were going to say that.
As a little kid, though, it was such a cool movie. It was so interesting and everything. And for me, I always wanted to see Fred Astaire do something outside of dancing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see him just be, because I always liked him as an actor. I love dance, and I love dancing, and so I got a lot of respect for dancing. But I wanted to see the guy act. You get to see him act in that. He did a great job. I think for a lot of us, though, growing up, one of the most the first things when I say Fred Astaire, what do you think of Fred and Jerry? Is it Tom Ginger. Or is it Jerry?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The mouse from Tom and Jerry.
Oh, Tom and Jerry. Okay.
Is the mouse named Tom or is the mouse named Jerry? Which
Jerry.
One's Tom? Jerry. Okay.
Yeah, Tom is the cat.
Yeah,
Tom
they
cat.
Have a dance. They have a classic like scene where
yes.
Fred is dancing with Jerry. The mouse.
Yes.
And like Jerry's doing the same moves he's doing and everything mm-hmm. like that. As a little kid, that was iconic. Like, yeah. I don't know if I'm referencing something like two people know, like my sister and brother.
Well, I know.
It. But that
exactly
is like iconic to me as yeah. one of those things. And it helped get him like into younger audiences
mm-hmm.
Knew
oh, absolutely.
Who he was from
yes.
that and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't know Fred Astaire, go ahead, Google it, watch mm-hmm. it. You will not be disappointed. Yeah.
Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby is a good one. That's a really good movie.
I should have said that.
Yeah.
That's such a good one. I said The Towering Inferno. Why?
That's all right.
One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Phil Hartley. Well, actually, not one more time. We're going to do it again when we talk
when
to him.
When we talk to him.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Happy birthday, Phil. We'll talk to you soon. A very happy 43rd anniversary to Dennis and Heidi Ganch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
And a happy 43rd to our qualifiers, Todd and Taryn Benke.
Congratulations, yes. You two.
Todd and Karen, enjoy your anniversary, and you are our qualifiers. Stick around for Melissa's news. We also encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. And you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're not down under, but... Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. We're going to be joined any moment now by our good friends from the Quality Plus Printing, Phil Hartley and the gang. And it looks like Phil joining us right now. Good morning, Phil. You there?
Good morning.
Hey, I did not see the phones even go off, right?
That was
good
weird.
Morning, Phil, and happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday, Phil. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys. That's awesome.
Appreciate How you doing? It. How you feeling?
Oh, good. They're real old, yeah. I was trying to look for work for old today.
Oh.
You're not an octogenarian yet, so you can't use that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. No, they were ready for me here. They got posters up all over the windows, signs. They got me a silly string.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I don't know. They went to fold a whole bunch of balloons. The whole place is filled with balloons in here.
I've got a...
they were ready for me.
I don't mean to do this to you on your birthday, Phil, but I had been meaning to ask you this. We've known each other for probably over 10 years, right? We met a long time ago. How have you not aged? Like, how has that happened? That's not fair, Phil. I've aged like 3 times over like in the time we've known each other. That's not fair. It's not fair. You're living life right, man. Living life right, brother.
I don't know about physical. Mentally, I haven't aged in a long time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that your people over there are making a big deal of your day, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm blessed to work with a crazy bunch of people that are all good-hearted, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, I know that we've got a special, you know, it's your special day and everything. We want to make sure that you enjoy it, but we do have to make you work a little bit. Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What is our word for today?
So today, I had pronounced this one 10 times before I come on the air, and I probably won't get it right anyway. Mellifluous. Yeah. Ooh.
Spell it for us.
Mellifluous. Mellifluous. It means be sweet or musical, pleasant to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Much Ooh. Like dulcet tones of the morning show, James. Right there. And crew.
Oh, that is such a good word. Oh, I like that word. I don't think I've ever heard that word before. I really don't think I have. Like,
I don't know where I came across that one, but it was on my list. I'm starting to keep a list now.
Yeah, yeah.
Cross them off, but I try not to use something twice, which I know I'm going to do sooner or later. But
one of these days, you know, I hear you, man. I do the same thing with Star of the Day. We've been doing it for like 5-6 years. My list is insane.
But if a listener catches that. Then let us know, and you win a prize.
Yeah, that's right.
Right,
yeah,
we'll figure that.
How are things going over at the...
In my house all the time, because I got 3 ladies that are beautiful singers that hang out at the Hartley House off and on.
Awesome.
Hey, did I tell you, James, my wife's mellifluous, the Lithuanian Tones are singing the national anthem at the Brewers game this Sunday.
Ooh.
At the Brewers game? Get out of here, really? Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's part of a barbershop quartet, which features some other local ladies here from Rapids. And they sang for the Bucks over the winter, and the Bucks recommended them to the Brewers, and the Brewers called them up and said, can you do this on Mother's Day? So there's a big group of us going to the game this Sunday to hear her and the three other, again, Rapids ladies sing as the barbershop quartet, the national anthem.
That is a good story of the day right there. Mm-hmm. That is awesome, man. Thank you for telling us that. Wish her well. Break a leg. Have a fun time with it. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a big happening this weekend, anyway.
So, you mentioned Mother's Day, Phil. I thought about you guys with Mother's Day. We got a lot of people that want to do special things for moms out there. Quality Plus Printing is right there for you. You head on over there, and they can take care of any printing needs, anything you want to write up or make up for mom. A great place to go for that.
We got plenty of examples in the windows of what you can do with pictures of people if you want to.
Yeah.
They took my picture and blew them up. And every embarrassing picture my daughters could find, they sent to Tracy. And
well done, ladies. Yes. Well done.
Well done, team. Well done.
For today. Yeah.
Yeah. Phil, we encourage people to head on over there. Not only will you be getting something great and unique and different for mom, but you're putting into a local business and helping support local, which we all try to do as much as we can and appreciate.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I appreciate that, James. You're right. Again, that's why I do business with you, because I want to stay local, and that's being honest. And, of course, I get great feedback. That's part of it, too. But I really want to make sure that we're helping to support local businesses. And we try to go out of our way here to do that as well. So that's awesome, and I'm glad to do that. Thank you for that plug.
We appreciate that.
Appreciate you, Phil. Always look forward to you joining us. You've got a pretty maleficent voice yourself, you know. We're not alone on this one. So
we get that little mane twang in it. There.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it personally. Yeah. And one more time, Phil. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you guys. Lots of treats over here. If you want to come over and have some, let me know.
I'm going to get. I think I can get over there in the commercial break. Going to give it a shot. Give it a try.
Just drive through. I'll hold up.
Sounds good. We will talk soon, though, Phil. And seriously, have a great birthday, Ben. Enjoy your day.
Thanks a lot. Take care, everyone.
You too.
You too.
We'll talk next Wednesday. Phil will be joining us again next Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We're looking forward to that. You can head over there right now. As Phil just mentioned, it's a fun time over there, Quality Plus Printing. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Open till 4, usually till 4 most days. You can give them a call, 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com, and like their Facebook page. It's a great way to follow and keep up with all the good things that they got going on over there. Buy local, support local. Big good morning and a happy birthday to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Taking a break, come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. Big shout out to Phil Hartley, all of our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Happy birthday, Phil, and thanks for joining us. It was a fun time.
Yeah,
good
go
show.
Over and have some fun with them. Sounds like a good place to party today.
Yeah,
no over there. Got an interesting thing here to talk about, the metaverse. Facebook went all in on this idea. They renamed the whole company to kind of embrace this new way of things and the universe that was upon us and all this, and that this was going to be the new way that we not only video gamed, but we use social media apps and all these things. And how's that going? How are we doing on that metaverse? How's that going? Yeah. So a headline like this got a sting. Business Insider says the metaverse is already dead.
That was quick.
They posted a jokey obituary with the headline RIP Metaverse.
Whoa.
Wow.
It should be noted that Business Insider is still going strong. Like, that is still one of the more reputable, like, magazine reporting kind of things and such. And, you know, I don't know nowadays how much people even think about that stuff, but it is still one of those reputable sources. Facebook went all in on this in 2021, so not even 2 years ago. That's when they announced that they were dumping tons of money into building a virtual reality universe for people to hang out in and renamed their parent company Meta. According to the Orbit, through the Obit, they basically abandoned the idea and they're going all in on AI research instead. The article joked that the metaverse was preceded in death by other failed tech ideas like Google's smart glasses called Google Glass.
I remember that.
To be clear, Facebook isn't shutting down its virtual reality platform, Horizon Worlds. They actually just claimed the metaverse could add as much as $760 billion to the U.S. economy in 2035. It's very easy. Warren Buffett is one of my favorite minds and one of my favorite people to listen to talk about money. For one, Warren Buffett didn't come from a lot, and he didn't lose that. You know, like, it hasn't been lost on him. Right. I don't know how, but somehow he has not lost
it. He remembers his beginnings.
This is a guy who still eats a peanut butter jelly sandwich for lunch every day, drives an old car, like, you know, a lot of things. He's very, very smart, not just smart with his money. He is smart about money.
Mm-hmm.
And wants you to be smart about your money. He is sharing of this information. He is one of those people that doesn't, he's the Eddie Van Halen of economics, where, hey, this is what I'm doing. I want you to be as rich and as smart as I am and all that. I admire that. Mm-hmm. He talks about a lot of this, and one of the quickest ways to tell a company is not confident about something is how far they project. 2035. Like, you're predicting, there is nothing you can predict for 2035. Go ahead, tell me. Is there anything in the world that you feel confident about is going to be there in 2035? Anything.
Yeah.
Like, let alone Facebook. Like, I don't know. Like, it's an easy thing to be able to do. It's an easy thing to be able to tell investors, tell your board, you know, tell the higher ups and everything. Hey, we got this. 2035. Oh, we're going to be bangers in 2035, baby. You just wait and see. You just got to wait and see, though, because we're not right now. We're not ready yet. That's all.
I want to point something out, and I'm glad they did that on this one, because they mentioned Google Glass. Something to keep in mind, everybody out there. These big tech companies, you know, we all know who they are. Almost every one of their self-created, you know, next big thing has failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Google driving car, self-driving car? What happened with that now? Yeah, anyone remember? Yeah, they sold it off at a huge loss.
Yes.
And the Google Glass was another great one. We've got Metaverse, which was just – I can't believe they didn't see this going into it, how much of a failure this was going to be. These are not – genius people here.
Yeah.
Everything they have successfully is they bought something that was already out there. Instagram, they bought it. You know, Google has done this several times as well. They bought the company. They didn't do it themselves. Elon Musk, another great example.
When we were young, we would hear, they would talk about Stephen Hawking, and it's a genius. And it made sense. Like, that guy's incredibly smart. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk is not a genius. We got to quit throwing these words around. Just because somebody is rich or comes up with one good idea does not make you a genius at all. Like, you've got to earn that status. Yeah, lucky is fine. I'm fine with lucky. That, Elon Musk, one of the luckiest people in human history.
Oh, you better believe it.
But I wouldn't want Elon Musk's opinion on how to spell Elon Musk. I couldn't care less, and I wouldn't. I would almost be more inclined to do the opposite of whatever he or a lot of these people that are in these positions would do. Seth makes an incredibly strong point. More times than not, the person who creates the idea, in a lot of senses, is the heart of what you enjoy about that product is the coders. And the work that the engineers or the coders put into it and everything.
Yep.
The people behind the scenes.
Exactly.
To be fair, Mark Zuckerberg started as that. Started with the coding and stuff and the whole all that and everything. It took a team of people. It took a gigantic team of people to make Facebook what it is. Exactly. Not just one guy.
Yep.
Right.
No invention. Very few inventions are that way.
Especially now with technology.
Right.
Yep.
Also, a lot of big businesses that jumped on Metaverse train early have already hopped off. Listen, Disney, Microsoft, Walmart all recently cut their Metaverse projects.
Yep. Yeah.
Since 2021, Meta has dumped over $100 billion into research and development for it.
Wow.
Put that in perspective. The entire company is worth around $600 billion. That's down just over $1 trillion in 2021. they brought their company stock down
that
much. And a lot of this all stems from one guy and one idea.
Yep.
You notice how these things start and how they get as big as they are. It's a team of people. It's a collaboration of ideas. What ruins it? One guy at the top thinking he knows everything.
Exactly.
Who lives in a bubble and does it.
Surrounds himself with yes men.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe even sometimes it's not somebody who lives in a bubble, who just lives in their own head. Yeah. And can't get out of their own way or can't get out of their own ego or something like that. It's very easy in life to see the people that are ego-driven. Listen to how they talk. Listen how much they say I or their intentions. You don't have to be you don't have to really rework a conversation to be able to figure this out. You know, they tell you. They lay it out there for you. I think that it's one of the easier things to tell in a human being is oh, this is a wannabe alpha male here. Okay, yeah. I can tell right now this is what this is and who this is.
My favorite example was the FTX guy.
Yeah.
He was one of the dumbest human beings that has ever been in a
Quite
position
possibly.
Like that. Yeah. Just listen to him talk for 5 minutes and you're like, this guy is not very smart.
No, this guy does not know what he is doing.
I gave him
this platform.
One of his quotes, I question the importance of books.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
What?
What? This guy, yeah.
I mean, wow. Okay, yeah. So they're not all as bad as that guy. I'm not going to say they're all that bad, but still.
But that is a good example.
Yeah, exactly.
There's Just because you have money or anything does not make you smart.
It
doesn't make you good at business. It doesn't,
nope.
You know. In fact, I would say that I don't know if you've got money and you've filed for bankruptcy more than 4 or 5 times. Probably not good at business.
Probably not
your thing. Maybe try something else. Maybe go work. Maybe
interior
work at a register
decorator.
Or something like
yeah.
Yeah,
no, try
something like that.
Yeah.
I think you'd be great in fast food.
Yeah,
give it a shot. Give it a shot because this world not for you. Not for you. Leave it to people that could do it. Might not be a bad idea. We got a minute left here. I did just want to quickly shout out to Hoozle's Rise to Music again. Remind people that this is registration is filling up fast.
Yeah, yep. You don't want to miss out. Make sure you get your registration in at hoozlesrisetomusic.com.
Seth, this year we were able to not only expand our opportunity for these musicians to be able to be heard and Max Inc. Radio and Director's Cut. We're streaming 24/7.
Yep.
We got everything podcasted now, but the prizes this year are amazing. Could you go through the two prizes?
Yeah, real quick. If you're a qualifier, each week we'll have a qualifier. You will get an interview here on WFHR. You'll get a chance to perform at Witter Park, and you'll get a $200 cash prize.
Yeah.
If you end up being the grand finale prize winner, you get a paid residency at Hoozles at the Lakes, recording time, more radio interviews with us, of course, more performing at Witterfield, a cash prize, and the title Rise to Music Champion 2023.
Get in on it, everybody. We encourage you to do this. Spread the word. Let every musician know. And plan on Thursdays being at Hoozles for Hoozles Rise to Music Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Shout out to Hoozles. Shout out to Steph Schmidt. Great work on this one, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.